Welcome to Blindspot, an audio podcast series about forensic science and the role forensic experts play in our judicial system. The name Blindspot comes from the fact that forensic experts can see and hear what laypersons cannot. Forensic experts reveal the blind spot in court using their experience and expertise as forensic scientists.
In this week's episode of Blind Spot, I'm going to discuss evidence recovery, specifically digital media evidence recovery. Digital media means audio, video, and images. In an earlier episode, I discussed how professional evidence retrieval is essential to establishing a chain of custody and authenticating evidence. Having a forensic expert retrieve the digital media evidence also maintains the quality of the evidence and can help ensure that the original evidence stays intact on the original system that recorded it, so that it can be later retrieved and examined by other forensic experts if necessary. In this episode 9 of Blindspot, and I'm very happy to have found the pocket for Blindspot, sort of speaking, with providing audio and video forensic information that our clients and subscribers find interesting. Watching our subscriber numbers go up has been a good confidence builder. If you like our podcast, I say ours because I couldn't do these podcasts without my production team, Mike and Matthias. Please share them with your friends and followers. If you like Primo Forensics on Facebook, we'll keep you up to date with all sorts of audio and video forensic information. In this episode, I'm going to discuss proper procedures for evidence retrieval, proper handling of the evidence, and what precautions you should take as a forensic expert when retrieving digital media evidence from a recording system. Before I dive into digital media evidence, I want to mention that analog audio and video evidence is still around and still used in court. I had a case earlier this year that involved state police dash cam video, which was digital, and a local police department dash cam video, which was analog VHS tape. Quite a bit more than you'd expect, I receive analog audio cassette and VHS tapes from client attorneys that must be analyzed for court. These retrievals are typically more straightforward because the evidence already exists on a playable medium. As part of the authentication and enhancement process, that medium then needs to be transferred or digitized and converted into a digital format for further enhancement and analysis. When investigating digital media evidence, one of the first things the forensic expert must do is learn everything they can about the system that recorded the evidence. Locating and reading through the operator's manual and connecting with the manufacturer's tech support are good ways to prepare for your investigation and recovering digital audio and video recordings before traveling to the system and retrieving the evidence. This will make analyzing and operating the system on-site easier for the forensic expert and optimize the retrieval process. More often than not, DVR surveillance systems require either a special codec, that's CODEC, or proprietary player to play on other systems. The same can occur with audio recordings that are recorded on certain corporate law enforcement systems. I've had several enhancement and authentication cases that required a software program called For the Record, which is a court recording system, so that the audio recordings could play. Without the proprietary player or codec, the digital audio or video can't be accessed. This is why it's important for the forensic expert to research the digital recording system before the recovery process. If prior research is done, then the expert can retrieve the necessary codec or proprietary player directly from the system to make sure they have everything they need to begin the forensic investigation. We recently received an audio clip from a client that was a basic digital audio format. The client had no issue playing the audio on their computer in their office, but the audio would not open on our forensic computers, and we tried and tried. After analyzing the file using a software program called G-Spot, hey, don't yell at me, I didn't name it, which shows metadata about digital audio and video files. We discovered there was a special codec required for the audio to play on our computers that was missing. After working with our client's tech department, we were able to receive the codec that was required and continue with our analysis and enhancement of the evidence. This research beforehand is crucial to the success and expediting of the forensic investigation. When I'm retrieving evidence from a digital recording system, I always video record the entire process of retrieving that evidence. I typically use a V-View, that's V-I-E-V-U, body-worn camera, to record all the processes. I use it just in case any of my work is questioned after the retrieval. I like the V-View camera because it's easy to operate, and it's used by many major law enforcement organizations. V-View records good high quality and high definition video with a nice lens. I also keep a digital audio recorder in the record position in my pocket as a backup for all conversations. This helps me concentrate on the recovery process and not have to stop and take written notes, which can be distracting. As I mentioned in an earlier episode of Blind Spot, having these recordings helps establish the chain of custody for the evidence. These audio and video recordings can also be included in the forensic expert's forensic report and can be submitted for evidence at trial. With these recordings, your evidence retrieval process is very clear and can be reviewed by both sides in the litigation if necessary. The retrieval recordings also provide answers to any questions the opposing attorney may have regarding the integrity of the retrieval process. Many surveillance systems record digital audio and video in proprietary formats. This means that simply cloning the hard drive of the digital recording system may not be the best approach for retrieving that evidence. The investigators at Primo Forensics have worked on dozens of evidence recovery assignments where simple cloning of the DVR's hard drive would have been the worst retrieval strategy possible. First, the clone drive probably won't work on our computers, which run Windows and Apple operating systems. Many of the systems that we recover operate using Linux. Second, the proprietary files are often invisible outside their native operating system. They can't be detected or read by any other operating system, but the embedded operating system running on that dedicated device. Third, video files may be encoded using a non-standard codec or formatted with a non-standard wrapper. When retrieving digital media evidence, the forensic expert must remember everything they learned about the system from their research. In addition to video recording the process, the forensic expert must photograph the digital recorder for later reference and take notes on anything that they should notice. If the proper research is done, the expert should already have any codec or proprietary player necessary, or they're prepared to install them from the system. They should follow the manual carefully in order to export the highest quality file from the system. All of these steps ensure the quality and integrity of the evidence and your integrity as a forensic expert. In my opinion, it's very important to have a professional retrieve the evidence from any digital recording system. When a multi-million-dollar lawsuit may turn on the analysis of a surveillance video, it's not a good idea to trust anyone except a trained forensic expert to retrieve that evidence. Recovering the highest quality of evidence is key, especially with audio and video enhancement. The forensic expert should pay careful attention to how they export and transfer the recordings so as to retrieve the highest quality possible for examination. The expert should make sure they have at least one version of the recording on their hard drive and, if possible, leave with the original recording device for further investigation. Whether the forensic expert is able to take the recording system with them or not, they should always leave the original recording on the recording system so it can be retrieved at a later time by another expert, law enforcement, or any other party that may be involved with the case. So to summarize what I've covered in this podcast, proper evidence retrieval procedure is imperative for the integrity and preservation of digital media evidence. To summarize these points, I've made a list of the steps to follow when retrieving evidence from its original recording system. This list is also available on primoforensics.com. Number one, research before retrieving the evidence. The forensic expert should learn everything they can about the recording system beforehand. Connecting with the manufacturer, reading the manual, and researching further online will benefit the expert during the retrieval process. Number two, obtain any necessary software, proprietary player, or codec. If the system records proprietary or encoded files, the expert should obtain the player or codec beforehand. If that's not possible, the expert should be prepared to install the necessary player or codec on site from either the recording system or provided by the client. Number three, record the evidence retrieval process. The forensic expert should record both audio and video of the evidence retrieval to include in the chain of custody and their forensic report. Number four, photograph and inspect the digital recording system. The forensic expert should always include photographs of the unit they inspected in their report and take careful notes on anything they notice about the unit. Number five, follow the manual for the highest retrieval quality possible. The expert should have the manual with them when retrieving the evidence to make sure that any copy or exports is the highest quality format and does not affect the original recorded file. This concludes this episode of Blind Spot. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll be notified of future episodes as they're produced. We welcome your comments and questions at primoforensics@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.